In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. When I was at Dallas Theological Seminary, I had a professor who, he was one of my favorite professors. He taught early Christian literature, so he really introduced to us one of my favorite heretics, which is Origen, but then also John Chrysostom and some others we read quite a bit as well. But one of the things he had told us in the context of that class was that when he was at the seminary, whatever that was, 35 years previous, he said that he actually witnessed a fist fight in the courtyards of the seminary between two seminarians. One was arguing that Calvinism, or rather more of a fatalist idea of free will, was the true teachings. And the other guy was said, no, there's free will. He was an Armenian, as they call it. And they got in this fist fight, and there were crowds around cheering on the person that they agreed with most. And the reason he told us this story was because he said to us that, you know, people back in my day, they cared about theology. He said, you guys, you don't have any zeal. You don't care about anything. You're not willing to get in a fist fight over, theology. You're just not moved in the same way we are that we were back in my day. And I was thinking about this story specifically in the context of the three hierarchs today, because it was 1,000 years ago that there was something somewhat similar, that there were factions within the church fighting over which saint was the greatest. Is it Basil the Great? Is it Gregory the Theologian or John Chrysostom? The ironic thing about this, though, is in their own lifetime, they fought really strongly. They fought quite a bit to keep the unity of the church, right? Even John Chrysostom says that death is to be preferred over schism. And Basil the Great worked real hard to keep a united church and developed, made explicit the implicit teachings of the church on the Holy Spirit. And Gregory, too, you know, his devotion, and he presided over the Second Ecumenical Council. So this idea that in their own lifetime, they were really dedicated to creating and solidifying the unity of the church, that 700 years after their deaths, in the 1100s, that people would be actually fighting over which one of these is the greatest and actually threaten the unity of the church is a bit ironic. But the first faction, at least, of course, was for St. Basil, and they claimed that he was the greatest because of his great virtue and his theology. He was able to work on the theology of the Holy Spirit and the Trinity above all the others, and for this reason, he should be considered the greatest of these three hierarchs. Gregory the Theologian was, by his faction, claimed to be the greatest because from his time to the present and even to today, his homilies had been read in their entirety, often in the churches and in their private lives, would read the homilies of St. John Chrysostom because the Holy Spirit truly had informed him in his interpretations of scriptures and had guided him. And so for this reason, he should be considered the greatest. And I totally messed this up because I wrote it differently. So that was John Chrysostom whose homilies did this. And then Gregory the Theologian, they had said, because he was able to use the philosophers of old to expound on the theology of their day, that was the reason that he was the greatest. I have in my mind, at least as they're going through this debate, who's the greatest? I think when I was a kid, we used to trade baseball cards. And we would often, you know, say, oh, this one's much better than that one because of, for whatever reason. And so I think, you know, this was a time before baseball cards, a time before sports teams, that things that actually mattered were what were on the minds of the people in the church. And how even today, as things have progressed, at least in our modern times, we would say progressed, I wonder if perhaps we have regressed or digressed in our spirituality, that because of these things, we have, you know, television and other things to keep our minds occupied, things that truly matter, things of the church theology and the church fathers, have taken a back seat. Even in today's time, we have many of the sports this year had been put, last year, 2020, had been put on hold. But how many of us had returned to the teachings of the church and really re-studying and relearning the things that are truly important? Some for sure, but most of us, I think, had turned to blogs and perhaps politics, which I had mentioned last weekend. But these things just darken our minds, right? We get in debates over these things, and we feel, dirtied even when we get in these arguments. But things back then, 1,000 years ago, they fought over things that were truly important. And I must emphasize too, they're fighting over theology. And the reason it didn't split the church is because theology, as our church teaches us, must be steeped in prayer, in the services of the church, and in love for God, in love for our neighbor. So if these things are missing as we study theology, then we have completely gone astray. But it wasn't the case for the church back then. And it says that in the Synaxarion for today, it says that the three holy hierarchs came to the metropolitan in Constantinople at that time. I guess he was it said metropolitan, and I know the debate was in Constantinople, but it came to a godly metropolitan, and the three holy hierarchs said as though with one voice, they said, "As you see, the three of us are with God, and no discord or rivalry divides us. Each of us, according to circumstances and according to the inspiration that he received from the Holy Spirit, wrote and taught what befits the salvation of all mankind. There is not among us a first, a second, or a third. And if you invoke one of us, the other two are immediately present with him. Therefore, tell those who are quarreling not to create divisions in the church because of us. For when we were on earth, we spared no effort to re-establish unity and concord in the world." So after the metropolitan received this vision, he had decided to make the feast day today. We celebrate the feast day for the three holy hierarchs on this day because it's in this month that all three hierarchs are celebrated. We celebrate St. Basil on January 1st. We celebrate Gregory the Theologian January 25th. And then the translation of the relics of John Chrysostom on January 27th. So anyhow, that's why it came to be on this day. But if you could take one thing away from this, I really want to go back to this idea that we really, in our times, I would say, because of all our technological advances, are so distracted by so many other things, the things that are important have taken a back seat. And things that are truly important that we saw even in this crowd, that they would be willing to fight in the marketplace over who's the greatest saint. This, we sit passively, and we go, all right, that's okay, that's kind of neat. But we think of other things, what we get enraged about, what we get engaged in. I don't know about you, but I've been on some Orthodox blogs, and that could get really enraging. So I recommend not doing it. And you could get in battles, you could get attacked on Orthodox blogs. Or even, as I mentioned earlier, even in political discussions. And afterwards, I know myself, I've had to go to confession quite a few times after engaging in these things, because these things really darken our mind. But the things that enlighten our mind are things like the three holy hierarchs. So I don't think I can do this because I can't hear confession yet, but I'm going to throw out there a penance for those of you who wish to pick it up, to pick it up. Next time you guys get, myself included, get in a battle of politics or something trivial, maybe even with your spouse at home, you feel like this is something you need to go to confession about because we've gotten enraged on these things, let us remember the time when they fought over things that were important. Let us remember the three holy hierarchs, and as a penance, so to speak, let us pick up one of their homilies and let us read those things that they have spoken, and let us be enlightened instead of darkened, and of course go to confession too as well. So debates about things of this world usually darken our mind. So let us turn to the fathers and be enlightened so that we might send up all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.